people at home!
Let me talk to you!
Get the guns, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin.
Hey, yo.
You just made the list.
Enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
If I can be serious for a minute,
for the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Juice.
Acknowledge me.
Juice, please.
And welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
On the cusp of another PLE, it feels like there's one happening like every week.
It's a lot.
It's
a lot. When's the next one? Is Crown Jewel next in Australia? So that's not till November. We go like a whole month without a pay-per-view in October.
We get NXT has theirs, and then we get Crown Jewel. So yeah, a little bit of a
on October 11th. Never mind. Yeah. So the big wait is in between there and Survivor Series, which will be a month and a half. Survivor Series is not till November 29th.
Well, we're getting a Saturday night's main event between then, though. So at least
that's
have
not
that.
A PLE,
that's
though.
Not a PLE. We'll have something. There'll still be something on Saturday.
It's fine. As long as they're on Saturdays, who
no
cares?
No complaints. I'm fine with that. Not complaining.
Hey, there we go.
I'm all for Saturday shows.
Yes. Now, if we can just get the stupid bowl to switch over to that, we'd be good to go. Yeah. Well, folks, WrestlePalooza this week. We're about to break that down for you. Among another very interesting factoid that's happening, a wrestling first that we're going to get to. The DP and I had to vet out and research on our own to know exactly what the fuck we're talking about. So we'll get to that shortly in our preview. But before we do all of that, let me remind you to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. Plenty of amazing designs. Get it in soft style. Feels great. Makes a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And don't forget, all of the podcasts right on Chairshot Radio Network can be found on all your favorite streaming platforms. And of course, thechairshot.com. Always use your head, your main place for coverage. WWE, NXT, TNA, New Japan, AEW. We got you covered between Stephen Mitchell and Andrew Belez. That's thechairshot.com. All right, when we come back, we got you WrestlePalooza style here on DWI podcast number 491. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
So I heard that this PLE came about fairly quickly as far as planning goes, and that maybe WrestlePalooza was the best they could do for the name in short period of time. Because what a dumb fucking name.
That's about what I'm saying.
I mean, you used to have a video game called WrestleFest. You could have done that.
That, you know, that would have at least been, it's, has it been done other than that? So it's not being done now.
I mean, you might as well call it Great Balls of Fire. I mean, that would have been better.
Put Vince oh, we got a better logo on again.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, I'm here for it. It's just kind of a shitty fucking name. But there's not much we can do about it now. It's plastered all over the ESPN website. Just to make clear for everyone listening, you will need to get the ESPN app. This will not be on ESPN on cable or satellite or YouTube TV or whatever you do. You have ESPN as on cable or satellite or whatever. You can sign into the app with your provider, and it's really simple. The other day, I downloaded it on my PlayStation 5. It asked me how to sign in. I said with provider. It said go to this website and type in this code, and I did, and instantly the app was available for me. So it's not that difficult if you're logging in with your provider, just so people know. It's not a very daunting thing.
Yeah, I'll be doing the same thing. Got to use my YouTube TV account. I haven't logged into the app yet, but yeah, I just got to. I've done it. I suppose I've done it on my iPad. I have not done it on my television yet, so I'll have to do that before Saturday.
Do the same thing,
and it's the same stuff.
Did it basically the same?
Yeah,
same
you just
direction I gave you.
Yeah, you just go to the. It's usually easier in a lot of cases. You can enter that information right on there, but it's like then you got to try and type it all in. And if you just use the code that they put on the screen and just go to the website, it's absolutely instantaneous, and it's way easier to do because you're already signed in probably everywhere else. So saves you time and it's super easy. I've done it with other apps as well on different televisions. So it's a piece of cake. Like I said, as long as you have, if you have ESPN as part of whatever cable you're using, you already got it. So
if you don't, then you're going to have to pay the, you're paying $30 a month again for PLEs.
Yeah.
The price just went up again, but what are you going to do?
Well, I canceled Peacock today, so, you know.
I think the library's still going to be there.
All right.
I think Survivor Series is on Peacock.
No, that was the last one. We're done. We're done with Peacock. That was it.
Are you sure?
This was the first of the new era of ESPN. This is the first.
Let's go to Grok.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. We'll find out.
Grok, where will Survivor Series be streaming this fall?
Can't Peacock. Hear you, why would I be
it's
on Peacock?
On Peacock.
We should be done with Peacock.
No, ESPN starts at the beginning of the year. Royal Rumble.
No. So what is this? It's just a bonus bullshit?
So I'm gonna play it. There's your episode title, bonus bullshit.
So you're telling me if people want to watch these shows, they have to get the ESPN app now if they don't have it part of their cable, plus keep Peacock.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah.
You can't, no jumping off the cock, by the way. Mm. Stay on that cock and ride it hard. Looks like Dan's coming over by me to watch Survivor Series.
Looks like I'll be catching all my, I'll be watching it on replay on just the videos that I see on X or anywhere
I'll
else.
You.
I'll be streaming.
I'll FaceTime you. You can watch it on my phone through your phone.
I'll be watching anything on social media. I'll be watching the replays of different clips that people put on there.
I'm sure you could spend $5
just
to get
up. Oh yeah, you can get a trial for $3 a month probably. I'm sure that I can set up for 2 months.
Yeah, you'll need it for John Cena's final match too.
Well, yeah, whatever, I guess if they're not putting it on ESPN. This game sucks. Why wasn't paying? It was like they raised Peacock too. It was like $17 a month now.
I don't even pay it. All that shit to me is like the price of gas. I'm buying it, so it doesn't really matter how much it costs, does it?
Not if I have nothing to watch on there.
It is true. Half the time, and I've said this a bunch of different shows on this network, half the time I'm watching free YouTube TV.
Right? It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, let's get into it. Let's get into that very first ever match in wrestling. It's called an EMF friendly tag team match, and that's electromagnetic field friendly. Now, what this is a company called Aries, I believe, that is providing these things on each posts in each corner that limit the amount of electromagnetic in the field in which these guys are participating in. Exposure to electromagnetic fields, EMFs, may negatively affect athletes' performance and recovery by causing oxidative stress, disrupting sleep, and creating hormonal imbalances. These issues can be more pronounced in athletes due to their higher metabolic rates and the existing physical stress from intense training. So what happens with these electromagnetic fields? It's affecting these athletes on a cellular level, and it's causing them longer recovery with more inflammation and stress, not being able to sleep, and all those things you need for a physical recovery when you're thrust in that environment as much as a professional wrestler, a football player, baseball, et cetera, down the line, right? So it's something that may be minute at the time, but over time, you can have great gains by using this to protect against said things. That's the best way I know how to explain it. If you didn't understand what I'm saying, Google it yourself and start reading up on it. But as far as when you watch it, they're going to tell you about it, and you might see these little contraptions, but you won't be able to see this effect, right? We read an interview with one of the Usos who are super excited to be involved with this technology on such a, you know, initial timing. Like, this is brand new technology that is not used a lot throughout the sporting world. So a big first for WWE, I would say, DP.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the effects on it. And, you know, long, it's going to be long-term type of stuff. I mean, you're not going to see anything change over, you know, just one match or anything like that. But
yeah, like Jimmy and Jay are both 6'6" the Sunday after. It's like, what happened? Well, my spine stretched out finally. You know, got rid of that electromagnetic field.
Right. They're gonna put on their own PLE, a 4-hour match, because they can go for so long now with their stamina and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. They wrestle a mop and a broomstick.
I can leap from the entrance ramp right into the ring. One hop. No, it's going to be a long-term thing. I mean, it's very hard to kind of, I guess, explain, but if you kind of look, Google around a little bit, like, think about it in like your everyday worlds of, you know, just the stuff you have around your house. You know, if you have a, you know, your televisions give off radiation, your microwaves, your cell phones, all that stuff just emits, you know, has that magnetic field, or it gives off like a radiation or type of stuff, like x-ray machines, you know, stuff like that too. Like, it's stuff that affects you.
Think about how exponentially raised that is in your surroundings at a sporting event when every motherfucker has a phone. They're all out. You have all this technology capturing the rest of it.
Everything's
right?
Digital. So, everything's, yeah. You think of the big fucking screens that are there, everything that's going on, all the lights, all the stuff. It just, it you know, and you, if you ever felt like it, that stuff wears on you, you know, it gives you, it can drain energy. It gives you headaches. It messes with you on the inside. You know, over time, yeah, you can tell that affects people. And that's, you know, that's what they're trying to avoid here is finding ways to, you know, mitigate that effect. And I think that's really cool. I mean, you can certainly see how it can benefit everybody in the long term, you know, and giving it a shot here to see how that affects, you know, the athletes and help them with their recoveries and less injuries would be huge. So I'm kind of, it's interesting to see where this will go. You know, you're not going to see results immediately, but long-term, you know, less injuries and everything would be great. Less stress on the body.
Oh yeah. I mean, kudos to WWE for being out on the forefront of this as well. I haven't heard of any other place that's doing this at this high of a level, right? I haven't even heard about it. Yeah. So, and I didn't know about it until I pulled up the fucking match list before. And I'm like, EMF friendly. I'm like, every motherfucker. What? Like, I know we got the family tree, which is actually, or my family, MFTs, which is actually motherfucking Tongans, not my family tree, by the way.
Motherfucking
let's
Tonga.
Just start that. Yeah, motherfucking Tongans, that Tola Tongan. But let's talk about the match. We got the Usos back together for a tag match with Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. I feel like Jay's going to turn heel or something. Like, they're kind of moving. I don't know. Maybe not. Like, the way he acted seemed more Roman this last week, you know, with LA Knight and things of that nature. I don't know what happens here.
Yeah, they're certainly giving Jay a little bit more of the attitude, the more of the Roman Reigns when he was first heel, leading the Bloodline kind of feel to him. I don't think he turns heel just yet. I don't know if he ever does, but this is certainly going to lead to Roman and Jay, you know, when Roman, you know, gets back together with them, you know, if they do something at War Games still, you know, having some kind of, you know, ahead at that point, whether it's Jay turning or just, you know, Roman setting him straight and telling him like, dude, I've been there. You don't want to do this, whatever. But yeah, I could see him going heel at some point. But I think right now with how over he is with his entrance and everything, it may wait a little bit, but
yeah.
That's certainly the leading story here is where they're going with him and bringing Roman back in, to them and continuing this feud. Cause you know, Roman and Seth Rollins ain't done either. So it should be an awesome match. I'm happy to see Jay and Jimmy have a tag match here after so long. Cause they're one of my favorite tag teams of all time.
I don't see them winning though. Right. Like, what's the reason of have the Usos win here?
No, none. I think because if you want to continue that frustration of Jay, that they have to, something has to happen between the two of them where, you know, they're not on the same page and they get caught and, you know, Jay takes the fall because Jimmy fucked up or something. And he can continue that angry, you know, run until whatever may happen in the coming months.
Let's move over to the women's side for a bit here. We got a couple of world championship matches. We'll start with the non-vacant title. Tiffany Stratton defending in a triple threat against Nia Jax and Jade Cargill. They didn't put it on Jade when we all thought they were going to. I don't see it going back onto Nia. I think this is a spot for Tiffany to get over in a triple threat match.
Yeah, it just kind of seems like it's a little bit of a chaotic triple threat put together here. Like, you know, none of them at this point, yeah, seem like they're going to win the title. Like, there's no reason to have any belief that Nia Jax or Jade Cargill are going to win here. And it's just an opportunity for Tiffany Stratton to get another W. You know, I guess she's been in a little bit of a feud with Nia for a while, and obviously Jade not winning the title at SummerSlam. So I don't see at this point any reason to drop the title here.
You know what? They've done this before though. Now that I think about it, where we're like, okay, this is the time for this person to win. And then they don't. And then the next pay-per-view they win.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't see it happen.
Yeah. I don't either. I don't know. I think until Naomi maybe is healthy to come back or something.
Well, that's going to be forever.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've watched Jade
wrestle.
That's
over a year away.
There's no reason
for
her.
Over a year away. She will be back till at least Royal Rumble 2027.
That's fine. Then maybe Jade will be ready to hold the title then.
That's funny. Ouch. Ouch. Well, let's go over to the other championship match where definitely, of course, Io, one of the best women's champions in the world over the last 5 years, and the new up-and-coming, the next it thing on the women's side, Stephanie Vaquer. I think Vaquer wins here. I don't see why she wouldn't. They were kind of setting her up for it. Why would you put her in here if you're just going to give it back to Io?
I think you could argue you could put her in there just to be in the women's title match and that she gets a prominent spot on a PLE. But I also agree with you that Stephanie Vaquer, I think, will win this match. And I think it's well-deserved. I think she's, like somewhat of an up-and-comer, but like quickly rose to the top because she is that damn good. Cause I mean, she's been around. And I think the other thing going on with Io, because I think we're going to get Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Rhea Ripley probably get involved in this match somehow and cost Dio the title. Even though I think Stephanie Vaquer winning it straight up would be awesome, I feel like we're going to get that shenanigans in there because that is the long running storyline right now, is how Io is getting along with Kairi and Asuka. And then Rhea Ripley, of course. So, yeah, I think we're going to get some run-ins.
We did have the double devil's kiss the other night with Rhea and Steph, which was interesting.
And homecoming. And the NXT there.
The last match with the women in it, we're going to talk about CM Punk and AJ Lee teaming up to take on Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. Did you see the post from Punk where he was talking quietly into his phone and he's like, yeah, my wife, I'm being quiet because my wife's doing press right now. And I thought I overheard her say she's crazy, that anything can happen, that we might all just four-way make out. And I just want to let you guys know that's definitely not going to happen. I'm like, Punk, that's hilarious.
And I saw the presser where she said that too, which was fantastic because she said, like, I'm crazy. I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And then said, we might just all kiss. and then Punk's response was fantastic.
I'm whispering because my wife is currently doing media and I just overheard her say that she's unpredictable and she doesn't know what she's going to do. And we all might four-way kiss, and I just want everyone to know that that is not going to happen.
What the fuck? There we go. All right,
that's fantastic.
I was like, that's hilarious, you know? And that's just how good they are as characters and things of that nature. But I'm looking forward to this match. I think this can be a lot of fun if they can produce it correctly, right? This should be a lot of back and forth between these people. And then like the last 6-7 minutes can be a lot of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see a show. I want to see shenanigans. I want to see inside, outside. I want to see arguing. I want to see stuff like that. I don't want to see wrestling right away. I want to see wrestling to close this match. I think that would be the best way to execute this.
Yeah. I think a lot of comedic spots at the beginning, for sure. I think you'd be missing out if they don't do that. Like this, you know, just that alone right there, you know, Punk and AJ Lee can have so much fun and you could see a total different side lately with AJ Lee back. But, you know, you could start with that. You can have a lot of fun back and forth between all four of them. And then, yeah, turn it back into wrestling after that. So make it entertaining, make it fun, funny to start. And then the switch happens and, you know, AJ Lee goes crazy and we have some good wrestling, because again, you can have some really great wrestling too, because all four of these are some of the best in the world. So you can do both sides of it and make it really good. If produced properly, it could be fantastic.
I think I agree with you. Like, we're slowly, unless we're building towards Seth and Roman at WrestleMania, we could be building towards Seth and Punk at WrestleMania, right? So here, I think the smartest thing to do would be AJ Lee pins Becky Lynch, and in Australia, they fight for the IC title. That just makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I think there doesn't seem any reason for Punk or Rollins to take the fall, especially because you're building them towards something later down the road. And bringing AJ Lee back right now makes no sense for her to take the fall either. And yeah, agreed. Like, AJ Lee versus Becky Lynch in a singles match for the IC title makes a shit ton of sense.
it's one of your biggest draws, and you're going to Australia, right?
Yeah. And the easiest way to set that up is to have AJ Lee pin Becky Lynch, because this is non-title. Perfect. And you can move right into that. And boom, you're on the road. And it's just, again, another fantastic one-on-one match to help build that IC title and make it even more prominent, like we've been talking about. You know, you got to build that thing up now. You know, it's a brand new title. Yeah, Becky hold it. Becky and Bailey had it, you know, went at it for a while with Lyra. And then now you have AJ Lee and Becky. You had Nikki Bella and Becky. So you're killing it with making it, you know, putting it right up to that top level and making it an important title. And that's the perfect way to start this thing off.
I don't know if people remember the feud that Nikki and AJ had. I mean, it was such a big feud that one time AJ came out as Nikki.
Yes.
And Bree's like popping in the ring and Nikki's like slapping her to sort of shut up now, stop laughing at me. I seen that clip the other day. So it's just with AJ, it's really just like Punk in a way where there's so many callbacks of people that are still there that you've gone to war with. And there's all this fresh meat that you haven't had a chance to get in the ring and make history with. So just super excited that she's back. You can see how much her and Punk, you can see the happiness come through, like legitimately when they're in the ring together after running them off, Becky and Seth off or whatever. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, the four of these competitors are in the back laughing all the way to the bank, enjoying this entire thing.
Oh, they're having the time of their lives. I mean, this has got to be the best time on the road for all of them right now.
Let's get into the men's championship singles match we have going on here. Actually, it's the only men's championship match we have this PLE on ESPN. You got to have Cody Rhodes on your first ESPN PLE. You have to. Right. He is the face of your company now and moving forward, whether you people like it or not. It's not Punk. As much as Seth thinks it's him, it's not him. It's no longer Roman. Right. But doesn't it make sense to have Drew McIntyre win? Cody's boring. He's not even on fucking TV half the time anymore. Like his stock is just fell a little bit. I think he's going to be pumped back up into that echelon and you feel it chasing again. Does it happen? I doubt it, but I would put the belt on McIntyre here.
I would have no complaints if Drew McIntyre won the title. I think him carrying the title at some point would be great.
But you don't think it's going to happen?
It's not going to happen. They barely beat this
right
thing
away.
Up.
Like the first word out of your mouth, I was like, he doesn't think it's going to happen.
Not a fucking chance, but let me tell you
how great it would be.
You can just see it, right? Well, it would be awesome, but never going to happen. No, it should happen at some point, but they haven't really built it up. You know, it's just, there was no, I don't see why they would do it and why you would take it off of Cody when you basically just gave it to him too. Like, I feel like they should have never gave it back to him. They should have let Cena hold it, and it would have been, I felt like that would have been better. Because, yeah, they're not doing much else. There's nothing right now for Cody to do. I think it would have been better him turning heel and going to chase mode. If he would have turned heel, then it would have been better. But it's not right now. So I don't know what else you do. And then feed him a couple guys, but it just sucks that, yeah, McIntyre is stuck in the middle of this where he doesn't seem to fit in anywhere. But him holding the title
like
would
you
be
said,
awesome.
If you don't have anything to do, let these guys go at it through Royal Rumble.
Right?
Why not? Like, he doesn't
right now.
Like,
right now is the perfect time for it.
McIntyre wins here. They don't have to go to Australia to fight for that. Right? No. Cody wins it back at Survivor Series and they have the blow off at Royal Rumble.
Well, I mean, especially right now when like focus is on John Cena, you know, closing out his stuff. That's the main events. Like, you could put it on somebody else. It's kind of like the, you know, after WrestleMania lull in between, like you could give it to somebody and see what they can do.
Right.
Not that you have to give it to McIntyre and see what he can do. We already know McIntyre is awesome, but you know what I mean.
I mean, who else could take that off of him between now and before WrestleMania, right? Otherwise, we're looking at him going into WrestleMania again against somebody. I mean, I can't on the SmackDown side. Who? Jacob Fatu at Royal Rumble? No, Jacob Fatu could win the Royal Rumble.
they're not gonna do that now. I don't think. You know,
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about. Yeah. All right. Well, DP and I will sit and hope quietly. and you know, loudly understand that it likely won't happen. You want to play another commercial, DP? Why don't you play one last commercial before we get into the steak and potatoes of this weekend? And it's one match. Right now, it's DWI 491 on ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com. Always use your head. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. We shall return.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. DWI 491 right here. ChairShot Radio Network, TheChairShot.com. Happy 11-year DWI anniversary.
Was that today?
No, it was this week or is this month. I don't know. Well, I think it's September 14th.
Wow. 11 years. Oof.
I know, right?
Man.
Let's do something real quick here. Let me do that something real quick here.
14, yeah, I guess. It's 1 year after I moved to Sussex. All right. Oof.
Let's go back in the time here. And actually, let's do it this way. We've already introduced Grok to the show. And it's Grok's been well introduced to the network for a while.
Oh.
Who were the WWE's title holders on this day in 2014?
On September 14th, 2014, Brock Lesnar held the WWE Heavyweight Championship. He'd crushed Cena at SummerSlam and hadn't dropped it yet. John Cena had the WWE United States title, while Damian Mizdow, yeah, Miz's stunt double, was rocking the Intercontinental belt after a quick cash-in on Dean Ambrose. Paige kept the Divas Championship tight. The Usos defended as tag team champs on Raw, and Stardust, with Goldust, had the other set for SmackDown. Oh, and down in NXT, Adrian Neville was still champion, riding high from that takeover win. Fun snapshot, right?
That's why I use Grok, you fucking stinky bastards. How hard was that? Not at all. And a little commentary. It was beautiful.
Stardust.
That's 11 years ago today.
There you go. Yeah. Stardust with his brother were tag team champions, and now Cody Rhodes.
Also.
WWE champion. I'll be damned.
Well, and not to mention Brock Lesnar had just crushed John Cena 11 years ago, which leads us to 2025, September 20th. WrestlePalooza, Indianapolis on ESPN. If this isn't the main event, then I don't know. I'll have to reconsider my whole life. Brock Lesnar and John Cena. John Cena trying to get one last big W over a man who's destroyed him on multiple occasions, and Brock trying to assert his dominance once and for all and possibly make this Cena's last match ever. Give this time. Please don't make it a squash one way or the other. Let's just have a great wrestling match. I don't need a specific story here as far as being told during the match, as long as we're going somewhere with it and having a good match. I don't know if that makes sense.
Kind of. Well, yeah, we don't really need to. We're not going into it with expectations that there's going to be a rematch afterwards or anything like that. It's just them two one last time. Let's battle it out. Kind of like, you know, HBK and Taker at WrestleMania, you know, say one more time, let's do it. And, you know, we're going to have an outcome one way or the other. You know, it's not, they're not building anything. It's just going to be them two beating the shit out of each other for, yeah, hopefully a good amount of time. They can take their time with this, and I hope they do.
What are the pros and cons of each man winning?
John Cena has, I mean, if John Cena wins, I think there's nothing there. Like, he can say he defeated Brock Lesnar. He's not wrestling for a title. He's not.
Is he not? Is could his last match could be against Seth?
It could be, but it doesn't. Him winning this match doesn't matter to that, I think. Like, it's just.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he supposed to be in Australia?
Is that one of his last lists? Dates, appearances?
What are John Cena's remaining confirmed appearances?
From what's out there, John Cena's got 8 dates left in his WWE farewell run. SmackDown in Chicago on September 5th. Yep, that's today. Raw in Springfield on the 15th. WrestlePalooza in Indianapolis on the 20th against Brock Lesnar. Crown Jewel in Perth on October 11th. Raw in Boston on November 10th. Raw at Madison Square Garden in New York on the 17th. Survivor Series War Games on November 29th. And his final match at Saturday night's main event sometime in December. Exact spot still fuzzy.
Okay, just so you know, it's the 18th, not the 5th. Have a good one. I wasn't waiting for a response there, but we got what we needed out of that.
Not Australia is over yet.
No, it said it's Australia is on there.
Did it? Oh, it said Perth. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I missed that. It took me a second. I think I rolled it together with the one before that, and it sounded like it was one place, and I totally missed it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is Cody the only guy that beats him on this whole thing?
Why not?
That's... I mean, what does it do for Brock if he wins? What is, like, does he get to say, oh, I beat, does Brock get another shot at Cody saying, well, you beat John and I just beat John?
See, and I think you could do that. Like, if Brock wins, you can say, hey, you know, Brock's going to stick around or be, you know, not necessarily stick around, but have matches, you know, after this, however often he shows up, he can still hold that over. He could hold that over Cody and have a match with Cody.
And... could, but they had a perfect finish to their relationship where after that match and Cody won and beat him, right? Brock came in and shook his hand and basically put him over. And Cody says he didn't even know that was going to happen.
True. That was supposedly unscripted. Yeah, that's true too.
Maybe John does something crazy to finally beat Brock, like this super crazy AA onto the tables outside. And this lets Brock go away and come back for Royal Rumble or something. Maybe they just brought back because John wanted him back, and now they know that it's okay to bring him back. You know, this could have been the litmus test for him.
It most likely was. I mean, I didn't expect him to. He usually comes and goes, you know, every few months anyway. And
which in all honesty is a very good thing, folks. Like, this is,
oh yeah,
you don't need guys like that to be around all the time.
No, and it's he has the perfect character for that, because he comes in, you know, he's just this guy who comes in and destroys everything and is, you know, one of the guys that the way they've built him forever is he's impossible to beat, you know, kind of guy. And so when you bring him in, you know, shit's about to go down, you know, this is going to be, you know, must watch. And, you know, you expect, you know, hey, this guy's going to get his ass kicked. And if you can beat him, that's pretty awesome. And there's no reason to continue doing that month after month. No, you bring him in every few months and have a big match and then go away for a little while. It's perfect.
This is the perfect two guys to main event ESPN's first dive into professional wrestling consistently, because everybody knows who John Cena is and sports fans all know who Brock Lesnar is.
Right. You got a UFC champion. Like, why wouldn't you not put him? And again, like, that's 100% the reason to make it a main event is John Cena's, you know, worldwide known movies and wrestling. So all the wrestling fans will get there. All the movie fans of him will get there. And then you have the crossover from UFC, and everybody watches ESPN or UFC going to know who Brock Lesnar is. So why would this not be the main event?
Last thing I want to touch on, the second last thing I'll touch on then is Batista came out and talking about John Cena and Peacemaker. Did you see that?
No.
So the role was originally, let me find it real quick here. There it is. Okay. So Batista was asked about or being the one that was originally cast to play Peacemaker. I quote, I have to say that one, I really wanted to do that part. James wrote that part for me and it was meant for me. And it just became a scheduling thing where I just couldn't do it because I was doing Army of the Dead. And so it was a scheduling issue that we just could not figure out. It was a blessing in disguise that I didn't do it because I have to say, I have to be honest, there's no way that I would have been able to do that role like John. He's just perfect for it, you know, and I wouldn't have done it justice and it wouldn't have been as successful. I'm saying that with a bit of envy, you know, I would love it. I just wouldn't have been able to do the same thing John does to bring that character. It wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have been as good. I can honestly say it. It wouldn't have been as good. That's pretty crazy awesome. I don't feel like there's any bad blood. There's probably a lot of great camaraderie between Cena and Batista. But as Batista, most widely known as the best actor to come out of professional wrestling, to say that about John in a part that was actually written for him, and from a guy who's legendary, you know, did great writing for Drax, right? It's pretty crazy.
That's some pretty high praise. That's really nice, you know. And yeah, obviously these two guys, I don't think there's any bad blood or anything either. And I'm sure they're actually great friends and everything like that, everything they've been through together. So that's pretty cool to hear. I had no idea that that was, you know, I guess kind of written for him or anything, but like, I guess I'm glad it turned out that way too. Cause although Batista has some great comedy and playing Drax, you can see that it does feel like John Cena fit that character a little better, but it would have been interesting to see Batista do it. I don't know.
It would have been tough because you're going away from, like, it's easy to get away from Drax when he's in different movies like Knives Out and Stuber and Army of the Dead and things of that nature. Like, it's different characters, right? But Drax is a superhero and he's really kind of stupid. And Peacemaker is a superhero and sometimes he's really kind of stupid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
you get like typecast. That would have been, it would have been really, really weird to kind of see, like, no, that's still Drax playing Peacemaker, you know?
Right. So. Oh, yeah, it definitely would have been.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it, actually. The other thing I was going to talk about, we already talked about, the biggest thing that's missing from John Cena's retirement tour is Edge.
Yeah, that just ain't going to happen.
Because I seen him, they asked him about John with the whole, doing the whole setup for the spear, and people had mistaken that for Roman, and I'm like, John didn't do ooh-ah. So.
Could he have just done a five-second pose? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Could he make it more obvious?
Six-second pose, I thought? I don't know. And you got anything else? That's it. That's all I got this week.
No, I think that's about it.
That covers it. All right, we'll be back next week. AJ couldn't make it this week, so maybe we'll have him on next week, and we'll get some trivia when we review a little WrestlePalooza. But until then, DP, let them know where they can find this shoe and you.
And me, all over the worldwide social media interwebs, at It's Me, DPP, and this show at Podcast DWI on the X and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
You can follow me at PC Tony. Continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. For DPP, I'm PC Tony, DWI 491. Don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast.
I almost forgot. I forgot that I had to play this one. A minute.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.